Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get up, get on up. 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 Wait a minute. Shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene. You got to have the feeling.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Sam and Greg. How are you, man?
Morning.
Let me start off by, once again, we did this a few weeks ago when we both came in and there was official vehicles, cops, ambulances, fire trucks, and we both had that.
Yeah.
I'm coming down 20. It might be cleared up. It might not. This is about 4:30 this morning.
Okay.
Right as you were coming in to town from I-20, so you'd be heading east on I-20, when you got to 285,
right.
Forget about it.
Whoa.
Both sides.
Wow.
Mainly on the westbound side, where okay. I'd be going home, right?
Okay.
I mean, probably 10. Now, when you think about it, 10 emergency vehicles all with their lights going.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's a lot of vehicles.
Right.
At least. I'm saying at least. Could have been a dozen. That's on the east, the westbound side. And on the eastbound side, same thing. They moved us all over to where we all had to jump on 285 going south. Now, you know how they have that divider, those little plastic poles that they
right.
put every few feet
yep.
so you can't be jumping over during rush hour traffic. Right. If you committed to 285.
That's where you're going.
Yeah, mama call him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
That's where you're
right?
going.
So
yep.
that's where they were doing. They were steering all the traffic this morning toward that. So when I started going down that lane, there wasn't many cars around. There was a break in those poles. Like four or five. And I looked ahead down I-20, and I saw some red lights. So I went, somebody done did what I'm thinking
yeah,
about doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And somebody so, yep.
It. Somebody
I
gave
just,
it a try.
Popped on over. The Chicago kicked in. Hey, you know, the Dane Ryan's kind of messed up there, so I think I'm going to go down Cermak. Or I'm going to get off at Lower Wacker Drive and take that in. So, yeah. But
so
I don't
bad.
Know what happened out there. Hopefully it's cleared up. But if you are heading westbound on 20, right before you get to 285, I'm sure you know it by now if it's not cleared up. But even coming into town, it was messed up.
Kind of, so kind of bumpy.
You
huh?
might want to check out your GPS there. Listen, good morning, first
morning.
Of all.
How are you?
We I'm got right. some,
and you know what's happened since we've gotten here? We got another cloud that's rolling in outside our window, the fog once again.
It was crazy. Well, how do you feel about this time of year? Because this is strange. Oh, well, this Saturday particularly. Like, we got two games tomorrow.
Right.
And that's great. But we were spoiled over the last few Saturdays. Like, this is – today is what 3 weeks from now will feel like on a Sunday. Because we usually hit college football on a Saturday, right?
Right.
We got none.
Right.
We got NFL tomorrow.
Right.
But in a few weeks, after the Super Bowl, going to have that feeling again because football's going to be gone. Now, we can talk about the AAF and
we'll have some of that.
That'll be an adjustment.
For the people who don't want to stop. But for me, I was like, I'm, you know, when it's done with me, I'm ready to give it a rest. I am because the other season kicks in. It'll be time for the pitchers and catchers to get started. And there's a lot to look forward to at the Braves. Of course, as today, they have Chop Fest out at the Battery and at SunTrust Park. People get a chance to go out there and meet some of the Braves and have some fun there at the game. Well, not the game, but just being out of the venue and getting caught up with the team.
Hopefully it doesn't rain out there on them.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't rain on them. But, I mean, to me, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, we'll still have some football if you just really, really, really want to see some football. And then, of course, spring college.
So this doesn't. The question was, how do you feel? So you're not really affected that much?
Not really.
No college
today. I mean, because, you're used to it.
That's what I'm saying.
But, I mean, but I got something to do, and I got some college basketball.
I got stuff to do too.
I mean, I'm working a college basketball game later on today. So
how's that come? How's getting Ron Coach Hunter on with us?
We're looking at Trump. We're going to try to get him to be on with us. Maybe Super Bowl Sunday. We'll see. I mean, he's really on the go.
He's
got a lot going on that weekend. But they're on the road, and we'll talk about college basketball and where they are. The Panthers, by the way, Georgia State Panthers, at 14-4. are playing in Troy, Alabama later on today, and I think it comes your way at 3 o'clock downstairs and around the corner on 1380 WAOK. Yes, there.
Well, and speaking of which, let's get this right here. Actually, we can't because you haven't given us the go-ahead. We got to hear something from you, then I'll get into what's happening.
It is a big game day Saturday.
That's what I'm waiting for. Top team in the nation. Says so on the polls, and it also says, well, I don't know about the polls. I haven't checked them lately. But so says, who's the dude from ESPN? The college basketball guru.
Jay Billis.
Top team in the country. Wolverines. Taking on the Badgers. Pre-game 11:45. Tip off at 12. And you can hear that game right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then tonight we got the Hawks and the Celtics.
That's why it's a game day Saturday.
Both of these.
We got the Celtics in town.
That used to be something.
It's a deal again.
I don't know.
It's a deal again. It is. Well, I mean, it's not Larry Bird, them dudes. But
well, that's
what I'm
saying. It is
a deal, though, because they're winning, and when they're winning, their fans come out. And then that's the thing.
Do you want to see their fans?
No, but they're going to show up anyhow.
I'm just saying it's
a big deal to have the Celtics come out, because when Celtics are winning, it's like when the Yankees are winning. The Yankees fans are going to come out. It's like, you know, when those teams – with that tradition, when their fans show up. Sometimes they show up anyway, but even more so when they're winning. So Celtics are winning again. They're going to have a lot of folks. You know, OKC had a lot of folks over at State Farm this week. Didn't seem to matter. Hawks took them down.
Yeah, but OKC fans aren't like Boston fans.
Well, no.
You know, you brought up something I wanted to bring up. And we'll get into the playoff action, and we'll obviously get into a lot of it tomorrow. But you brought up something I was going to talk about, but since you've already talked about the Celtics a little bit, what happened this past week was something that we all – it's very rare that we, me, you, Bo, anybody who's out there listening that has dealt with a child, whether step-parent, parent, some kind of guardian, you related to something that happened this past week in the sports world. And it's rare that you can do that. And it was from Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving did what every parent looks for. It's so bittersweet because you get frustrated and yet you are pleased that they finally got your message. And it's when that kid comes back to you at 17, 18, or 25, or 30, and they say to you as the parent, you know, mom or dad, I know I understand what you were trying to tell me back when.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Kyrie had called LeBron. And he says, you know, now I understand what you were saying when I was a knucklehead rookie coming in here and you were trying to school me on how to win a championship. He actually wasn't a rookie. He was a second year, I think it was.
Yeah.
But LeBron was trying to tell him how to win, and Kyrie wasn't having it, and it led to, well, where we are right now. One's in Boston and one's in L.A. But now Kyrie has got to take on the role of LeBron, and he's not getting through to these people.
Yeah.
He's not getting through to the players. And He had a little interview this past week where he talked about calling LeBron and go, dude, listen, I realize what you were trying to do, and I'm sorry, and it ain't as easy. You know, all of that stuff that parents hear on a regular basis. When you hear it from your kid, again, you and I are stepfathers, all right?
Yep.
I get it once in a while.
Yep.
You get it once in a while.
Yep.
I would imagine the blood parents – It goes a little bit deeper. But the same thing, at least for me, this is what it was. First, I was ticked off. Like, I was trying to tell you this 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you couldn't listen.
But you weren't listening, you hard-headed so-and-so.
Yeah. Yep.
But
yep.
Now.
If only youth had wisdom.
Exactly.
they don't just pour it in there. It comes with time.
But you feel good that they finally got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And no harm
absolutely.
Came to them as they grew.
That's what that's your hope. That's your prayer. That, you know, okay, you're going to go your own way. And hope you find your way, and nothing bad happens, you know, in between now and whenever you arrive there.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking about the comments of Kyrie Irving this past week and his frustration trying to get through to his Celtic teammates, much like what LeBron had to go through when he came back to Cleveland.
And I would imagine it would be a little bit difficult with that team, especially some of the young guys on that team, because look at what they did last year without him.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And Hayward, too.
You know, so look at what they did without those two guys last year. And you wondered how it was going to be putting them back into the mix with a bunch of young guys that had to go out there and just give that something extra and learn, you know, feet in the fire. They were thrown into the fire. They had to grow up quick. And they grew up quick, and they played very well. So, I mean, that's the thing you wonder about, how that works when you bring the superstars back into the mix.
That's what I was going to ask you. Take the superstars away. Is Brad Stevens a better coach? It seems like he was better before he had all the superstars.
Was it because
certain level of superstar?
Was it because it was more like a college team? Was it more like a Butler type situation?
You could argue a number of things.
More like a Butler type situation.
But he didn't have that alpha male superstar like Kyrie. Nobody can step to Kyrie with the exception of a few people in this league. And most of them are all on Golden State.
Yeah,
but
really.
Who hit a game-winning shot to win a championship? Ain't many guys out there that can do that, that can come to him. So because of that, he walks with a certain cachet. He has a certain loftiness. And the people he's talking to know this. So there could be some jealousy. It could be all kinds of things going on. Plus, the dude, you look at him and you go, this is a guy talking to me about doing this and doing that, and he don't even believe the earth is round. That's another one of his problems.
That's a whole other thing he's got, a whole other matter he's got going on.
So you got that going on, and then him trying to just teach these guys what it takes to be champions. He's Sisyphus, you know?
But they will be at State Farm Arena later on today, taking on our Atlanta Hawks.
All right, so we're going to get more into this tomorrow. You cool with these teams that are in the championship?
Do I have a choice?
Well, you can complain about it. If the Falcons were playing last week and then they get lost, you'd complain about that this week. So if you were a fan of these, like, I'm upset that Phillip Rivers didn't make it. Boy, but he got just, it was easy to take that loss because it wasn't close.
It wasn't even close.
But how about Tom Brady hanging his head on the, you guys all think we suck statement? He got some room doing it, don't he? And I changed that last word.
Yeah, you did.
He got some, until somebody beats him.
Yeah,
they still make people shake their heads.
Yeah,
and you can hear the rocks going back and forth. And it's like, how the hell is he? Now, mind you, one of them was Pete Carroll getting cute. All right, otherwise that has shut that down. But the thing that just gets at me when I think about this game that's coming up tomorrow between the Chiefs and the Patriots. Mahomes got 50 touchdowns this past year, right?
Right.
He ain't have no Randy Moss. Tariq Hill,
yeah.
Yeah, but he ain't Randy Moss.
Well, no.
Tom Brady got that record with Randy Moss. Now, mind you, he got the rings, and they've stayed at the top of the heap with not a lot of name superstars on their roster. But when he got that record, he did it with a Hall of Famer.
Well, I mean, that's the thing that tells you about Brady. He can do it with or without.
That's right.
That's the thing about it. If you get somebody there that can catch the ball, run good routes, catch the ball, he can make it work. And that's what he's had most of the time that he's been there. Both of these matchups tomorrow are the young guns against the old gunslingers. And both of them. And I think that's the intrigue as well. But I think defense is really going to tell the outcome in both of these games. We're looking at the offense. We're looking at the quarterbacks and how many points they score. I think defenses are probably going to make the difference in this game, in both games.
I think that's
especially the NFC game.
You know what? It's funny, the NFC game, you know what I look at that like? That's closer to me as a college game. Because I don't think it's going to be between Breeze and Goff. I think what happens in that game comes down to the coaches. And we always talk about the coaches on the college level as opposed to the players.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be, old school, new school as far as those guys and what they do and how they position their offenses for success.
Offense, the optimal word, Rams got an ingredient in Mr. Anderson they didn't have when they met last time.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about these games and more coming up at Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam. It is Greg. It's a game day Saturday morning. If you didn't hear earlier, we got college basketball action. And we've got the Hawks and the Celtics later on tonight. You can hear both those games right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about the NFL games that are going to happen tomorrow. We'll get back to that. But there's some big news going on down under. I mean, like not big news, but if you're an American tennis fan,
yeah,
we got some young guns going on down there. Now, I'm going to say this dude's name wrong, so please help me out here. Francis, is it TFO?
TFO.
I said it right?
TFO or Tiafo, either way.
TFO or Tiafo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you got that right. Look at you.
This ain't your average idiot you're dealing with
here.
Look
at you.
I just got to tell me once. Now, here's the other one I'm going to dissect. Amanda Anisimova?
Okay. You're doing
Did I get it?
You're doing all right. You're killing it. Australian Open, we're just about a week into the Australian Open.
That's what's next, folks, them
two. There's some interesting matchups that's taking place, some faces that have disappeared, but most of the faces you expect to still be around in the first week are here. One of the big surprises, Maria Sharapova.
Cheater.
She is. She's the 30th seed, and she took out Caroline Wozniacki, who's the defending champion. That's a big win for Sharapova.
Good for her.
Who's now the 30th
season. She got two more endorsements. When's the last time she won a tournament? Who was president? Was Obama?
Probably so.
Okay. First term.
It ain't been that long. I mean, since a major now, but she's won a tournament. But, I mean, she's still in the mix. Sloane Stephens, the American women are doing fine. We just, had Venus Williams go out here a couple of hours ago as they are still playing this time of night. Matter of fact, they had rain delays, I think it was middle of the week, and they were playing matches until 3 a.m. their time, which is something like 11 a.m. our time the day before, I think, something like that. But, they had a rain delay. Remember, it's summertime there.
Yep.
And it's hot. They had rain, and they got a roof over one court, but you can't play all the matches on one court. So, I mean, the matches really got backed up. I mean, something woke me up and Serena Williams was playing at like 4:30 a.m. in the morning or something. You know, so, I mean, they changed all those things. But Venus Williams is out. She's beaten by Simone Halep, who is the number one seed. And now next up will be Halep against Serena. And that's a match with a great deal of intrigue. Halep hasn't had the easiest week. She had a young American player earlier this week she was playing against. And man, that girl didn't get the memo that you're supposed to roll over for the top seed in the first tournament. And she took her three sets. And I mean, the players who are the ones who usually are contenders, you know, those guys have a second, third, and a fourth gear to their games.
Okay.
And they kind of like to make it first gear, second gear through the first week, the tournament, save that third and fourth gear for next week. She made Halep go to that third gear. And just the look on her face, she wasn't happy. I got to use this out here on this girl. Nobody told her what she's supposed to do. And no, she did. She didn't. she didn't get the memo. Mm-hmm. But other Americans still there. Madison Keys is still in. She was a winner. So she continues to roll. And Naomi Osaka, our U.S. Open champion, just the darling of New York who won everybody's heart. She goes, I just wanted to play Serena. She talks so, she talks.
Why are you saying a name like that?
Because she talks like that. Oh, I just wanted to play. She's lethal. She is lethal.
So that's like Isaiah Thomas. You see about Isaiah Thomas. Oh, he talked great. With that soft voice, Walter Payton, too, and then he'd run right over you.
Yeah, that's her. And she's here to stay. I mean, she's the number four seed in this tournament. And the women on the Pro Tour are going to have to deal with her for a while. Just her makeup and her determination, the way she plays. Tiafoe, you mentioned, has made it through to the fourth round. And that's as far as he's made it in a major tournament, and it's big because he had a big breakthrough. He beat Kevin Anderson, who's the number five seed. So it's big to see an American men's player advance because most of them, John Isner, goes out first round, beaten by fellow American Riley Opelka in the first round. And it was the usual Isner match, 7-6, 7-6. And you're just out there all day spending all that energy to get through the first round. He didn't make it through. Jack Sock was taken out by Alex
What's
Bolt.
What's up with him?
Beaten by Alex Bolt. If you saw Alex Bolt, you say, all right, that's Alex Bolt. He's done a nice little job with like half of his hair is like dark and he's got some like peroxide stuff at the top. Yeah. And he's got a certain look, you know. So he said, okay,
that must be
Bolt. He just kind of look like it, you know. But some of the other characters, Novak Djokovic, still moving right along. Roger Federer, still moving right along. And Andy Murray, of course, has been, I think, one of the great moments of the tournament. He gutted out a fifth set. He lost his match, his first round match, but just he hung around out there, and the crowd really got behind him and tried to give him a push. He announced before the tournament, you know, that his hip is not recovering the way it should for him to compete at the level he's always been competing at. So probably after Wimbledon, he will likely step aside and retire and not play. And that's disappointed he won't stay out there long enough to come and play the U.S. Open again.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I was wrong. French Open 2014, Maria Sharapova.
Yeah.
Over some Halep.
Yep.
So, I mean, then she won in 12. She got five majors.
Mm-hmm.
But when did she get busted cheating?
It was
right after this one.
After that.
So that French Open shouldn't count.
Yeah, the French Open counted. It was the next Australian where it happened, where she got the whistle.
Yeah, she got beat by Serena.
Yeah, when the whistle was blown after that.
But they played the whole match. She wasn't like.
Well, they didn't like stopping between the match. We see here we got a test.
Yeah, I'd show up with a test tube. you gotta go sit down. I'm sorry.
We see here.
You ain't got to leave, but we'll meet you at Roland Garros.
This test came up bad. No, they're not gonna do that.
She won. She's got two French Opens. Mm-hmm. She's got an Australian Open from 08 and a U.S. Open and a Wimbledon from 06 and 04. But that's it. And she's played in 1, 2, 3, 4. So she's batting 500.
Yeah.
She's been in 10 finals, Grand Slam titles, and she's won five.
Won five.
Except one she cheated in.
And cashed in big time.
Well, see, she's the Anna Kournikova.
Well, at least Anna Kournikova. Anna Kournikova.
Never won.
She found out. She found out she could get money without winning. You can stay out here and sweat and try to win these championships so I can play a couple of rounds and go take some pictures for some calendars. That's what she figured out. She figured it out, and she got paid.
So if she's on that Mount Rushmore of doing more with less, she's up there. She's Washington, Kournikova. Danica Patrick is next because she got one victory in her whole time.
And she's parlayed it into a—
Absolutely. I mean? And I think Sharapova's not far behind.
No, Sharapova actually won.
Yeah, but it's called cheating. I'm holding that against her.
Yeah, but she actually won. She actually won tournaments. When you put Anna Kournikova, I said somebody, you know, and I tell it with tennis people, say, but she won doubles. You know, they said it.
She got a lot of advertisements. She got a lot of opportunities off the course.
Oh, absolutely.
Court winning or not winning nearly as much as Serena.
Yep.
And Serena didn't get any. Nor Venus.
Yeah. Now they got some, but they work for theirs. You know, that's the other thing. They went out and they earned theirs. And Kournikova would tell you she earned hers too.
You know, I heard somebody talking about this past week, talking about the Australian Open and what the conversation must be like in the Williams house at certain points. And this came up because people were feeling bad because Serena is so far ahead of everybody else that her sister, they felt bad for Venus.
Yeah.
And Venus, you know, had kind of got run. Who was it they were talking to? They were talking to somebody. It might have been McEnroe talking about. No, I know who it was. It was Andy Roddick.
Okay.
Did an interview this past week. And he was talking about growing up with Serena. They both went to the same academy in Florida. And he watched her. They were friends coming up. And they were asking him what it's like watching her now and the amazement that he has for her. But he would talk about people coming up to them and say, oh, you know what? I feel bad for Venus, you know, how Serena's just kind of run over her. And it says, think about that for a second. Say that out loud. No. How you going to feel bad for somebody's career who's got 8 majors?
I know it. And
8 majors and I don't know how many singles tournaments.
And originally, it was Venus that got all the ink.
Exactly.
Coming out. She got the ink.
She was the older one.
She got the massive contract with Reebok. Back in the day, tell you how long ago that was. You know, she got a massive big contract deal with Reebok coming out. And, you know, she's the one that got all the big ink and all the big press coming out. And it was like, oh, and here's her sister, Serena.
I'll never forget hearing Richard Williams in an interview say, wait till you see her little sister. She's going to be 10 times better than her.
Yeah.
Richard Williams said, the father said that about Serena when she was still a squirt.
And people would say, oh, you know.
Yeah, exactly. He don't know what he's talking about. He don't know what he's talking about.
You know what you're talking about, old man. Go and sit over there somewhere. But that's the kind of thing that, isn't that the way it is, though? And you grow up and you have a younger sibling and they have an interest in what it is that you're doing. And, you know, they're going to find it, you know, they don't want to be that also ran. They don't want to be the, oh, yeah, here's so-and-so. And, oh, yeah, by the way, here's
didn't work out so much for some of them. Like,
well, some don't. Like, some don't.
Who's Canseco's twin?
McEnroe's.
Who's Jose, what's Canseco's twin's name?
Ozzy.
Didn't work out so much for him.
Nah. You know, but you think about Patrick McEnroe and John. I mean, they're both commentators now, but as far as on the court. Matter of fact, they have an old farts division over there, and the McEnroe brothers.
There's people right now who are doing a Scooby Doo, and they turn their head, and they made a whoop. What did Sam just say? So I would like you to say that again.
They have an old farts division, but basically,
you call it old farts, right?
An over 45 right. division that plays at most of your Grand Slam, your major tournaments, and so they played legends. They call it the legends, and they played doubles, and they won. You know.
Okay.
So they play short sets. They don't go to 6 games. You got to get to 4.
Okay.
And so Patrick and John were winners together, and then they'll go and put on the microphone and headset, and they'll
And it's not always the older brother. It's actually usually the younger brother or younger sibling. Well, I don't know. I don't have the numbers on this. But in the Williams case, it was the younger when it was more successful. In McEnroe's, mm-hmm. it was the older.
It was the older.
We could start going through sports history and finding out which one of them, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Who do we start with?
Wow.
DiMaggio's?
Good.
Nobody was as good. I don't know what Joe was, though. If he was the oldest or the young, I know he was in World War II. And then there's Dom DiMaggio.
Dom.
Okay.
The Alous.
The Alous. Or their sons.
Yeah.
Moises? Moises. I don't know. I heard a crazy stat. I heard a stat that, and again, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, that the Alous got the first and last hit in a couple different Braves stadiums.
Really?
Yeah. Like the first hit in Fulton County was Matty Alou. And then the last hit was...
It was Matty and not Felipe?
I don't know, but it was one of those. I'm just trying to name.
Felipe was on the Braves
team. Okay, so it was Felipe then.
Moises is a Grady baby, by the way. Moises Alou was born in Grady
High. Is it possible that Moises got the first hit in a game?
Maybe.
At Turner?
I know that
Michael... What's-his-face got the whole first home run, but I can't remember. It was a crazy stat having to do with the Alous.
Okay, with the Alous.
Yeah. Hey, up next, Gabriel Stovall.
Gabriel Stovall. What are we doing? Going to talk some high school hoops, and why do our folks... Our basketball players from there, you always end up playing somewhere else when it comes to college time.
Oh, somebody's got to. I'm not saying that.
We're going to get into that. We come back. We continue. It's Sam and Greg with Bo on the other side of the glass. On a game day Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning. It is Sam. It is Greg on a foggy, foggy morning. I think somebody was actually calling up earlier to give me an update on that
situation
on I-20. Maybe it's cleared up. If you're heading out westbound as you get to 285, if it's not clear, you will know about it when you get there. I was coming in eastbound, and right as you got on near 285, it was on both sides of the interstate. There were multiple vehicles, emergency vehicles. I mean, fire trucks, cops, EMTs, all of that stuff.
Wow.
So hopefully it has been cleared up.
Cleared up and everybody's okay.
Before we get to our guests, let's clear up a couple little house cleaning things. Mm-hmm. I was kind of right, but I wasn't sure with the Alou thing.
They're at the right family.
Yeah. Well, I knew they had done something where the first and last. So what was it?
It was all one thing. First at bat, Bo. Is that going to Bo? First at
So it was Fulton County Stadium.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Felipe had the first at bat.
Okay.
Moises had the last at bat.
Okay.
Which might be a little bit more, spectacular than or less believing than the first hit. That
I
they can
it was
open
a hit.
And close a stadium with. So Moises obviously made the last out.
Okay.
Yep, and Felipe hit leadoff for the Braves at the time.
Okay, I knew there was some kind of stat having to do with them.
Yeah, you're in the right direction.
Yeah.
Center field.
Just right down the street a little bit.
Yeah.
And
Moises was a Grady baby. He was born in Grady Hospital.
There you go.
And I found out from that when I worked in Augustine, he played for the Pirates single-A team down the road.
And they also all played in outfield together.
That was?
Matty, Jesus, and Felipe.
Felipe, yeah.
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 Is it Felipe or Felipe?
Felipe. Well, okay. Some people call it Felipe or Felipe.
Let's move on.
Why not?
Gabriel, good morning. Gabriel Stovall joining Sam and Greg here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, partner?
Hey, man, I'm getting used to these Breakfast Club meetings with you guys, man, so I'm doing pretty good this morning.
We're going
to
send you over a cup of coffee, man. Gabriel Stovall from Covington News joining us, and we always like to talk some high school basketball, high school activity with you, first of all. And I got to ask you something. Well, first of all, just about there was a milestone last week out of Newton for Coach Rasmussen. Talk about that 300 wins for him.
It's major, man. 300 wins, and the cool thing about it with Coach Rick Rasmussen out there in Newton High, Newton Ram boys basketball team, he said it himself The best thing about it is all 14 of those, or all 300 of those wins have come during his 14-year tenure right there at Newton. He hasn't been anywhere else. He's had opportunities, I'm sure, but he's stuck it out at Newton, standing on the shoulders of guys like Billy Hendricks and Ron Bradley, who came before him. He's been at Newton for 21 years total as assistant, 14 years as a head coach, man. But just really happy for him, man. He's kind of a throwback kind of guy. Newton, you know, that's not always the biggest hotbed of talent like you see in other areas. But, man, no matter what's on that roster, Coach Rasmussen just gets it done, man, averaging over 22 wins over the last 14 years, three Elite Eight appearances, three Final Fours. That state championship still elusive, man, but I think if he hangs in there long enough, one of those bad boys are going to come to Covington at some point.
Now, he's got a big game coming up against a team that's not too far away. And last year, that was a big event when they got together.
Oh, man, that game, that was probably one of the top five in just atmospheres, high school basketball atmospheres that I have covered in a long time, man. Of course, Morgan County's coming to town. They're going to do it again tomorrow, this time at Newton. That's going to be a big matchup, man. It's non-region, obviously. Really doesn't have any stake in the postseason picture. But just for Georgia high school hoop heads, you're going to see Tyron Lawrence, three-star prospect. He's got offers from the likes of Georgia Southern. You know, Alec Woodard, who committed to Austin Peay. He's going to go up against Armani Harris, 6'7", power forward, one of the best forwards in the state. Trey Clark, who's just been setting the world on fire, man, just committed to VCU last week or this past week. So, man, that's going to be a solid bit of basketball action tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see if that atmosphere at Newton will match what we saw last year down there in Morgan County.
Gabriel Stovall joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Forgive me for his name escapes me all of a sudden, but the kid who played at Newton who was supposed to be the Georgia commit and didn't happen?
Ashton Hagans, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He I got a chance actually to see him Tuesday, made the drive up to Athens and watched Kentucky come.
That's what I was going to, yeah. How's that feel?
Yeah. That was pretty cool, man. He had a homecoming there. You know, they were booing him. They were giving him the business every time he touched the ball. It was kind of funny, man. There was one particular time he steps to the free throw line. They're hollering out, traitor, traitor. He knocks down both of those free throws. They silence. He goes on to 23 points, a fourth career high total out of the last five games. They didn't have much to boo about for the rest of the game. but just cool to see his game starting to translate to that big-time college level. He's looking a lot like he did in high school, man, honestly.
And just think about it. This guy was, you know, was supposed to still be in high school, but he gets the path to enter college early, and his game is right on time. Gabriel, with that happening, talk about the fact that our folks, you know, our young people who play with high school basketball very well, for some reason end up, you know, going to other places, and he's a prime example. Some others from out in your area have done the same thing too.
Man, there have been some guys that have done that, you know, before and done those things fast. I'm all for it, man. If it works well for them, make it happen. Darnell Jeffries, of course, it's football. He took that route, tried to work to graduate early, signed early. He's up there at Clemson, redshirted this year, positioning himself to maybe get on the field for the national champions next year. Then J.J. Holloman, who is a receiver at Georgia, he kind of did the same thing. Working out well for him. So, you know, Ashton Hagans, man, he did the work in the classroom. He got the test scores needed. He made it happen, and like I said, there was, you know, and then when you have those things, there's always somebody that's going to have something, you know, a negative thing to say. But like I said, if it works well and the kid is able to make it happen, more power to him. Selfishly, I kind of wish he stayed, because I'm pretty sure if he stayed, Newton would probably be a favorite to win the state championship Class 7A ball. I would have loved to see that happen, but can't be mad about Mr. Hagans for the decision he made, and looks like it's paying off for him up there in Kentucky.
Before we go, I wanted to talk about some folks on the south side. You had a chance to go down there last night and check out a couple of teams down there.
Man, yeah, you know, especially down here in Clayton County area, people think maybe Clayton County ball is a little down. They think that because of Jonesboro, but I saw Forest Park Lady Panthers last night. Man, that's a juggernaut team right there, man. They've got size. They've got 2'6", 3'6", 4". post players that are sophomores. They've got a senior 6'4 post player, Destiny Thomas, who signed with UCF. Guard play is solid. You know, Lovejoy's kind of had their number, man, and that's the other big-time team down there on the girls' side of action. Lovejoy, I think Max Preps ranks fourth, part number four, Lovejoy number six, and those two teams are going to meet again on January 29th on a televised game, and that's going to be a big one, man. So even though maybe the boys' action a little bit down, the Forest Park Lady Panthers, Lovejoy Lady Wildcats are holding the banner for Clay County.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Monday's Mill. I got the chance to see their boys play a little bit last night. 6'7", I think Jordan Black is his name. Dude's a monster, man. So right now they're sitting at the top of their region, and they could make some noise in the state tournament.
All right. Well, Gabriel, we appreciate you getting up and
having
the breakfast edition with us, but bringing us some great knowledge and great
insight.
As always, folks, you want to follow him on Twitter, follow him at Gabriel Stovall 1. Gabriel Stovall, numeral 1 from Covington News Sports. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Matt.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.